Hello, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. I'm a business, LinkedIn, and podcast coach, as well as a luxury brand consultant, and I help business owners take their brands to the next level by implementing my personal techniques when it comes to growing their service, sales, and social media. Over the past 20 years, I've helped grow multiple brands in the beauty, hospitality, health, and luxury travel markets. I've exceeded all of their expectations, and I'm here to share my tips and tricks on how I did it. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. And trust me, living with an autoimmune disease is never an easy task. So you can definitely expect some pretty crazy stories shared here as well. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic Podcast Facebook group, and that's where I'll be every week to answer all of your questions. Now, if you want to hear any of my exclusive news first, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and sign up for my weekly VIP newsletter. Now, let's get started with today's show. Hey guys, it's Kelly from thehappyworkaholic.com. And you are listening to episode 109, and this, my friends, is the final episode of 2018. I cannot fucking believe it. I seriously can't believe it. We are heading into a brand new year, so I wanted to wrap up this year with a show surrounding my mantra and what I am going to be available for in 2019 and what you should be available for in 2019. As well as a couple other things. So let's just dive in right now and start with my mantra. So my mantra, which I created a couple years ago, I honestly can't remember when, but I think it was when I first started going through my chemo treatment. So it was over a year ago. And I just started writing down happy, healthy, positive, and productive in my planner every single day. And I had to do something that made me feel happy, that was happy, and I needed to make healthy decisions, whether it was mentally, physically, emotionally, and then I had to keep a positive mindset as much as I possibly could, and then also be productive. So I've never really been one to like sleep in or like lounge around. I honestly can't remember the last time I did that, minus this past Christmas, where I was like literally napping until like 2 p.m, which was like so unlike me, but apparently I was tired. So I just always want to make sure I'm being as productive as I possibly can with my time. Our time is so valuable, and I've learned that the hard way, where I thought my time was up a couple times. So you definitely get a big awakening, a big reality check, wake up call. When something health related happens to you, not once, not twice, but 3 times. So it's pretty scary. So it makes you really want to like start your life over. It makes you want to just start fresh, maybe forgive people, maybe move on from people. And whatever the case may be, I'm here to tell you that you can do whatever the hell you want to do. You do not let anybody else tell you how to live your life. And if there's something that you really want to do, you focus and you make it happen and you live your best damn life, because that is just how I'm living mine and it's working out really well. So I just wanted to share my mantra with you, which is happy, healthy, positive, and productive. And the reason why I chose that is because it's what I needed in my life. So as we are wrapping up 2018, my suggestion to you is that if you have any more time, or if it, whenever you're catching this episode, if you feel like it's the right time, or maybe you already did, purchase some new journals, a notebook, your planners. I just got a brand new identically matching set at Target today that I'm so pumped up about. And I wanted to buy it for myself for Christmas. And my friend was with me and she said, no, I already got you something like that. And I asked her, you know, we're also, specific with our planners. I said, are you sure the one that you got me looks like this on the inside? And I could tell she didn't know what I was talking about. So I didn't get a planner for Christmas. But I went ahead and got it for myself today, and I realized they were all on clearance. And there was one planner left, and it wasn't there when I originally went. And then I asked to girls that worked at Target if there was any way that they could find me this planner. And I just looked back like 20 minutes later and there it was. It was like a sign. So I have my notebook where I write my to-do list. I have my notebook where I write my client projects every day. And then I have my planner. I'm like super high maintenance, but it's in a very well-organized manner. And then I also have a journal and that I keep by my bed. So that is what I write in, usually in the morning or sometimes at night, depending on how I'm feeling. So whatever the case may be, if you don't have a new planner or journal, you need one. If you already have one, you need to start writing down mantras. You need to write down words that inspire you and just a brain dump. And if you're not familiar what a brain dump is, it's when you grab your favorite iced coffee, hot coffee, latte, or hot tea, some kind of beverage, and just clock the hell out and write down what is in your head inside your journal or your notebook or your planner, whichever you prefer. And take time to get those thoughts on paper. There's truly something like magical about getting it on paper and not just typing it out in a Word doc. And I've been actually doing a lot more work in Word docs rather than being online and then just uploading it once I am finished with my work. And I feel like it's really helping me with my time blocking and I'm getting a lot more done. So I'm actually being more productive working that way. So if you set aside maybe like 5-10 minutes and just do a brain dump in your journal or your notebook and just write down what's going on in your head. I have a therapist and she tells me to do this all the time. However, I have been doing this for years, but she's so right whenever she's talking to me about it. Like there's just something so different when it comes from your mind and it goes to your pen and then it goes to paper and you see physically what you're feeling. It's just so different. So I want you to take the time to do that this week. I'm taking a lot of time off this new year in the first week because I have been working nonstop this entire month and I'm exhausted. I'm moving to another country tomorrow. So if you haven't heard that news, it's on episode 108 that I just finished recording a little bit ago, and all the news you can catch in that episode. But I'm moving to another country and it's probably going to be my easiest move I've ever done the way that I've set it up, which is so amazing. And I'm still trying to figure out what my word for 2019 is going to be. I would love to hear yours. So feel free to screenshot this episode as you're listening to it and tag me on Instagram or Facebook at The Happy Workaholic and let me know what your word of the year is. I need some inspiration because I just haven't put my finger on it yet. Last year was unstoppable and that for sure happened. I was unstoppable. But this year is all about simplicity and just enjoying like a high vibe, like low stress life. That's what I want out of 2019 because the last 3 years have been absolutely hell on the health side. So now I would like to give everything a break and like get my body back, get my mind back, my business back. Like everything is on track to being where I want it to be. And it's so insane that I'm closing this year off saying that and I'm starting a new year in another country. It's just so insane. So my point of telling you this is that whatever you want, you can have. You need to make it happen. There's no negativity allowed. There's no complaining. You just need to make it happen. If you want it that bad enough, you're going to make it happen. And if you're not sure on how to do that, I have some mindset documents that can help you. I have some Excel spreadsheets that might be able to help you with that. And they're for your personal and professional life. So feel free to send me an email, hello@thehappyworkaholic.com, or you can sign up for my VIP email list on my website and get them as well. But I would love to give those to you as a complimentary gift to help you start off your 2019 on the right page. They've been helping me for years. I've created them myself. It's just something to print out and keep next to your journal and just keep you on your A game. And what I'm not available for this year is stress. Stress will literally kill you. And it's almost killed me a couple times. And all chronic illnesses and autoimmune diseases are caused from stress. It's just a given. Like, it's just not okay. And so I'm not available for that anymore. I'm not available for any kind of stress-related situation. which is why I'm going to live my high vibe, low stress life in another country. So I just need a break from everything. I'm super excited. I can't wait to take you guys along for the ride. But what I want to do, something else I really want to do in 2019 is meet up with all of you guys listening, if that's obviously possible, but meet up with so many of these inspiring women that I'm friends with online and have been for years. I'm on a mission to meet up with like all of them. I want to put together some kind of like in real life meetup or something like that. So if you guys have any ideas and you want to meet up, feel free to shoot me a message and let me know. I would love to hear your ideas. And I'm just ready to upgrade and up-level the shit out of everything in my life, whether it's in my business and my personal life. And that includes my high-rise, high-vibe situation that I'm going to be living in. And that's just always something that I wanted. And I've decided that I just need a break from everything that's going on here. So I'm going to be spending a lot more time, if you haven't heard, in Mexico. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to share everything with you guys. I'm not going to give you any more details on that because if you haven't listened to 108, you need to go listen to that episode because there's a lot of huge announcements. I mean, a lot in that episode. And I cried like 3 times. So if you don't think that that's real enough for you, go check it out yourself. that just goes to show you that I really don't edit my shows out. I just like to keep it real and raw. And yeah, so I'm definitely available to take on more amazing clients this year. I'm available for a much healthier life this year, much more positive mindset. I'm definitely available for more travel because in my past life, I traveled for like almost 10 years working all over the world. And I really, really miss that. So this is just a jump start to that new lifestyle that I plan on having. Because I really, really miss traveling. I miss it so much. And so I'm definitely going to be available for that. And then I'm definitely going to be available for just some real great conversations, whether they're online, on the phone. I prefer the phone. I'm just like talking to so many more inspiring women that I meet online on the phone now. And it's just like, we have to stick together. I just got my first troll. It actually wasn't even a female. It was a guy on my website leaving like nasty comments to my podcast. And I was like, wow, I've definitely made it when you have your trolls. So I found my trolls and I got rid of them. And it's just so crazy, but I'm not available for that. Not available. So if something like that ever happens to you, just walk away and say you're not available, because that is, if you don't do that, then it's just going to come back and enter into your life. And that's not the kind of life that you want to have, is that kind of negativity coming into it. So I definitely want to have some more conversations with some real genuine people, other female entrepreneurs. You're obviously going to be hearing from them every Wednesday on this show from now on, the I Chose This Life series. And if you needed to check out, how many episodes do I have? The last 3 episodes with Shannon, Jace, and Melody, those are available at thehappyworkaholic.com. And just click on the menu called I Chose This Life and you will see all their episodes there. They're so amazing, so inspiring. They're going to motivate you. And you're just going to love these conversations. So those are going to be continuing with a bunch of other female entrepreneurs every Wednesday. You're going to get my solo shows on Friday. So double shows I'm super excited about. And I just want to be available for you guys. So if you have any questions about learning to start a podcast, about production, anything about sponsoring, like just anything under the sun, about having a show, why you would want one, can you make money from it? Yes, by the way, you can, and a lot. And you are available for that. You're available to make this kind of money. You're available to have your dream show. Why can't you? I have mine. My clients have theirs, so you can have yours. So I just wanted to kind of wrap this year up with sharing my story about what I'm available for in the new year, what you should be available for. I'm sure you have a million other things you want to be available for. I'd love to hear them. Just tag me on Instagram and Facebook, shoot me a message, we can talk about it. And then obviously, if you want to grab those documents that I created, they're totally complimentary. I would love to send them your way, so just shoot me a message. They're definitely going to keep your business, your mindset, and your organizational skill set on point. I promise you that, because it works for me and I've used it all, like, every day for, oh my God, I don't even know, like 2 years now. And my Excel spreadsheet is definitely going to keep you organized with money and your social media stats and all that fun stuff in your business. So yeah, so I guess that's all I have for you guys. The final episode of 2018. I cannot fucking believe it. It's so crazy. As always, if you have any questions about podcast sponsorship, how to launch your show, you can always visit yourpodcastproduction.com. But anything that you want to hear first, you can always find out on my VIP email list, and that you can sign up on the bottom of my website, obviously, at thehappyworkaholic.com. So I hope that you guys have a fantastic New Year's. You are safe and you're celebrating success and you are ready to start your new year strong and healthy, happy and positive and productive and all the things. I hope that all of your wishes are going to come true for the new year, because mine have already started, and it's because of you guys that I'm able to have the success and do what I want and do what I love and just keep on providing more content for you. And side note, episode 108 has a lot more on what's in store for this show, so go back to that episode if you haven't heard it already. Until next time, you guys, happy new year. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please let me know by writing me a review on iTunes for the Happy Workaholic podcast. I would truly appreciate it. As I always say, sharing is caring. Don't forget, the after show happens after each episode in the Happy Workaholic podcast Facebook group. And that is where I am every week to answer all of your questions. Now, just so you know, I have been spending so much time over on my Instagram, and I would love to connect with you over there. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic, and don't forget to tag me when listening to your favorite episode so I can showcase you on my Instagram stories. For any other information regarding the Happy Workaholic Network, leverage your LinkedIn and your podcast production, just visit thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that you are having a wonderful week, and I will talk to you again soon.